ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Looking for a paint partner that works hard for you? Dutch Boy Professional Series has your back in the store and on the job site, helping you to build your business with top quality, durable products, backed up by expert field rep support when and where you need it. We'll even save you time and money with exclusive benefits just for professional contractors. Trust your business to the paint partner that works hard for you. Dutch Boy Professional Series, available at Menards.
Welcome to the Anthony and Jim Show. Before we start, a couple of quick plugs. First of all, if you're a big fan of Tony Two Shirts, you can catch him every Sunday from 8 to 11 Eastern Time, 7-7 WABC Radio, right here in New York City. And if you're a fan of Daddy, you can see me. I drank too much coffee today. Let me slow down. If you want to see me live in August, I'll be in Knoxville and Dayton. September, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Fort Collins, Colorado. And then in October, I zip on out to Huntington, Long Island, zip on over to York, PA. Then I zip over to Annapolis, Maryland. JimNorton.com for tickets. Check Anthony and I out on Patreon. Ah. The Anthony and Jim Show, now here on YouTube. You can catch us on Patreon as well. Get it 3 days early and get extra episodes on the Patreon. Okay, we're starting on Anthony. Oh, no, wait, start on me? Okay, no, back to Ant. All right, good.
Perfect beginning. That worked well.
It really did. We've been spending 10 minutes now going back and forth.
It's artistic.
Yeah, it is.
To do cuts like this.
Autistic.
Back and forth. Autistic. Yeah, this is bassy a little bit.
It is a little bassy, right?
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who am I?
Hold on a second. It's not bassy. It's fucking salmon-y.
No, I was counting.
Bass?
Counting bass.
Oh, Count Basie? God damn it, Cumia, you got me.
Always.
Yeah, you stopped at 4. I had to clean up the mess. Yeah, we can go back. We can have the 3-shot, too.
Oh, of course.
I don't want it to just be on whoever's talking. Then it's too dizzying.
Yes. Your regular Kubrick.
And what we're going to do is we're going to tape these. We're going to get together, do a couple episodes. We're going to try to do in person as much as we can.
Yeah.
There's a place down in South Carolina I can come down to, too.
Down in my neck of the woods.
I did. We're going to have guests on some. Some will be just me and you.
Yeah.
And on Patreon, we're going to have an episode. Every other week, we're going to do a YouTube. And then in the other weeks, we're going to do Patreon. So you'll be able to get extra episodes. And maybe longer and definitely uncensored episodes on patreon.com/AnthonyandJimShow.
We're so with it with the internet.
Yeah, we really are. Patreon, 15 years too late. Idiots. Check out our MySpace. What a couple of fucking finished zeros. But yeah. I'm happy we're doing this, man.
Really. I am too. You know, coming up to New York is always bittersweet for me.
Yeah.
I get to see people that I adore, like Jim Norton. And then I get to see people on the streets that I don't adore.
That's right.
Very much. It's crazy.
How long does it take you when you're here to go like, ugh, I want to go home?
It's when I look out the window of the plane and see Midtown Manhattan, I go like, ugh.
You really like where you live.
I love it. You know, I never thought I'd like a place more than New York. New York, when you live in New York, it's such a force of habit thing.
Yeah.
You just have to like it. And you tell people, yeah, I'm from New York. And there's supposed to be some kind of value to that. Nowadays, I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. I love where I live and I'm close to the cellar. Like, I have no desire to leave. But sometimes Nikki will go, like, why don't we move? I'm like, you're not going to be happy anywhere else. You're bored in New York. How do you think you're going to feel in fucking one of the Carolinas? So it's just driving me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, New York it's action, you know, you got a lot of shit going on, but I'm at the point, you know, pull the old reins back a little bit and relax.
Yeah.
Me and my dog on the lawn throwing the ball around.
Yeah, him behind you with oven mitts.
Me with the peanut butter jar.
No, he has peanut butter on his dick.
That wouldn't even make sense.
I know.
I don't even like peanut butter.
You wouldn't need it to do that. You're like, right. You can save the peanut butter. I'm in for this.
And the dog would get all mad because he'd want to lick it off because they're so selfish dogs with their food.
My dog is a f***ing retard. Taffy is, like, today we were having somebody come walk him. And, like, I tell him, come for the walk. Like, he loves to get his walk, and he loves to come over and get the harness put on. And he just sits there and looks at me. He's a stupid, like, I love my dog, but he's a stupid dog.
Yeah, most of them are. They could do some really amazing things. Like, they could fake being smart very well. But then they do other things, and you're like, yeah, they're just cashew brain in there. And they're just so stupid.
I know. And she gets my wife gets mad. She's like, well, that's cruel to say that. I'm like, he doesn't understand.
They don't know.
He's a dope.
They sense it.
Yeah, I guess so.
They sense that they could smell that you think they're idiots.
They don't know what idiots are.
No. But mine will do something with the ball. I go out to throw the ball around and he grabs it and then he won't put it down. I'm like, this isn't playing.
Right.
I have to be able to get the ball to throw it. That's the whole gimmick here.
Yeah.
And then he'll drop it for a sec. I go to pick it up and he grabs it and looks at me. He's like, no, that's not the game.
His idea of the game sucks.
It really does. It cuts me completely out of the mix. I don't have to be out there. And all you're thinking is just piss and shit already.
Yeah. I was thinking that when I'm with a woman.
One time I figured I'd join the dog in a good piss. So he was out in the woods lifting a leg, and I decide to, because it's my own property.
Sure.
I take a whiz. He heard like a stream. He heard the stream of urine, and he comes bolting toward me to like smell it and get it, because that's what they do. I had to cut off midstream, which not easy to do.
No, not at all.
Not easy to do. And then he's like smelling it in this weird animal way, you know? Like, what are you doing here? Like, I f***ed with his turf.
It is a weird, when the dog likes your scent, it feels gross. Like, when I come back from the gym, I'm sweating and I'm gross.
Oh, no.
But he can't get enough of it. Like, I wear wraps on my hands, like, with gloves, and he'll come over and he'll just start smelling and licking my hand because he can smell the stench of, like, the wrap. Even
though
I've washed my hands. They're creeps.
Just filthy animals.
That's what I would be if I was a dog. I would have weird fetishes.
If you were a dog, please.
But, I mean, I don't like the smell of a wrapped hand now. Sure, a dirty ass. I mean, I'm not going to kick it out of the bedroom. But a wrapped hand is a disgusting scent. But he f***ing loves it. Oh, and he does this thing. Whenever I fart, he'll literally come and just put his nose right by my ass. If he just hears it, he knows where it's coming from.
That is a brave dog.
It feels violating and gross, and my wife hates it.
I've been in a few elevators when that happened, and I couldn't imagine being any closer.
Oh, he loves it. Should we bring in our first? We're going to have a couple of guests. It's going to be harder to get guests probably when we're down south just because there's not as many people down there.
Yeah. There is a good comedy club down there, and comics come through. You know,
okay.
It's the comedy zone.
Okay.
Yeah, down
we're
there.
Bring in the locals. Hey, Anthony's friend Clem. Come on, Clem. What are you doing?
Now, Landau's been down there, and there's a few comics that are pretty good.
Okay.
Down there. So.
Karen, come in. The lovely Karen Feehan, our first guest.
Look at Karen.
Wow.
It's like I'm seeing a celebrity.
Is it?
It really is. Because I think
way.
Last time
about
I.
Jim.
Of course.
Come on, Karen.
Oh.
Last time I
Hi,
saw
buddy.
You
Hi,
in any consistent basis was during the Chip Chipperson podcast.
I thought that's what I was walking into today, to be perfectly honest.
Oh.
I thought there was going to be a big reunion. I mean, and then I saw you and I was like, oh. What are we up to, boys?
I remember, you know, those were fun shows and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then since then, you're like an internet sensation.
Oh, boy.
And you're on...
I don't know what end of the internet you're on.
I saw you on Tires.
Yes, that's it.
And that was good. So I was like, oh, look at Karen. She's doing good.
I'm doing my best.
You are.
I think Tires is keeping me afloat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No.
That was very funny. when they were making jokes about how all your girls like came from Epstein Island or something like that.
Right.
And
yeah.
Shane's like, yeah, no, I don't think they
He's like
these.
They would send you back.
They would send you back.
the is spoiled.
yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I'm very proud of my work on that show. My Slim Jim line was improvised.
What was the Slim Jim line?
So we're in this kitchen eating sandwiches. He's hiding all the bikini girls from this lady who's like writing a whatever. Or she's, I don't know, evaluating the tire store. And so he's in love with one of the bikini girls with the short hair, the Spanish girl, who was like a stunt chick. Her name's Emily. She's crazy. She does like capoeira and all this crazy shit. And she was like, I don't eat meat. And he's like, of course you don't. You're perfect. And then he looks at me. He goes, what do you eat, Slim Jims? And I look at him and go, what do you eat, Fat Jims? Really off the dome. They kept it. I mean, little things like that. Like, you can get down on yourself, but then you're like, you know what? You did good, kid.
Do you know what you should have said?
No, my God.
That.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
It is the Chip Podcast.
Here's what you should have said.
I knew it.
When he said, what do you eat, Slim Jims? You should say, no, thank you. They're very high in carcinogens.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Maybe I can go. Maybe I can reshoot.
See if you can do that in post. If they can dub it in and just change the camera angle.
Season one
or something like sodium.
Yeah, too
much sodium. My blood pressure.
People will say stuff like that when you're like, "Oh, I eat a lot of jerky," and they're like, "Oh, the salt." And then meanwhile, they're like sucking on a vape or like,
yeah.
You know, like,
first of all, whoever said that, I would cut out of my life immediately. Why am I saying that? I just realized you're not dying, Sonny. You're killing everyone around you. I'm Leon Shermer.
Jiminy Cricket.
Oh yeah, does Jiminy Cricket do that? I'm thinking of Jiminy Glick.
It would be something that someone that would say Jiminy Cricket would be like that. Oh, Jiminy Cricket, but what are you doing?
What just happened there is this is a guy spiraling. Like, wait, is it Jiminy Cricket? The cricket? I don't. Shut up, Jim.
It's okay.
I know.
It's okay.
I was just thinking of Jiminy Glick because I watched that documentary on Martin Short.
Yeah, is it really good? I feel like it might make me cry. Yeah. Hasn't he dealt with some tragedy?
His daughter committed suicide. Yeah,
I feel like it's going to make me cry. I really got to be in the right mood.
Didn't some talk show host ask him a really awkward question about a dead wife or dead something?
They're always doing.
I was like, how's your wife doing?
Yeah.
Not knowing she was dead.
Yeah. Oh. I think that was him. I don't know. I don't mind him, but I don't think he's worthy of a documentary.
Martin Short?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, all right, no, he's done his thing. It's all like Steve Martin, I could see being worthy of a documentary.
Yeah. Why him more than Martin?
I think he's more famous.
Yes, Steve Martin.
And the way he became famous was more individual fame, like Steve Martin.
But Martin's kind of like stayed in the limelight. You know, he's working on that show.
Overstaying your welcome does not make you worthy of a documentary.
He's such a tough critic.
It really, this is Anthony in a nutshell, too. We're like, it was so sad. He's had a couple of deaths in his family. I don't think he's worthy of a documentary.
I mean, they're making documentaries about chicks that cut babies out of other chicks. Did you know that? I did see that one.
Lime docs are, those are awesome.
Those people are worthy of our time and attention.
Her work was sloppy, too, by the way. Did you see that? She cut the baby out.
Oh my God.
Like, what a dope. How do you think you're not getting caught doing that?
I know.
Did the baby die? Didn't think about it.
Yeah. Not right away, though.
And the mother died, too.
It doesn't... I don't think it's as easy as you think it's going
to
be.
No.
Because you go,
I just
got to
cut it open, and the baby comes out, and it's fine. As long as you don't hit it while you're...
You got to put the innards on the... stomach. It's a whole thing.
The
guys,
giblets.
it's so disgusting.
Put her giblets up on her.
I know. You gotta save some for the stuffing.
Right, for the stuffing.
I hate you guys.
Oh, if I was the husband watching that, I would be like, just shove it back in. Oh. No order in particular. Just shove it in there.
That is a type of like sociopath.
When she started getting fat on purpose, I was like, this bitch is psychotic.
Right.
No woman in her right mind would do that.
Right.
Get fat on purpose.
Yeah.
And then did she know who the woman was, or she just ran?
Yeah, she was one of her best friends.
Oh,
like,
she,
top
that
three
is
friends.
Really bad.
Yeah. Her name was Reagan.
Fat pathological liar.
Yeah.
And she, everyone, like, she had a hysterectomy. So all people who knew her before, like, she's claiming she's pregnant, but she's not. We know she can't get pregnant.
Empty womb.
She was just nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had winter coats stored in her womb. Just a
winter
coat. You know, when you vacuum and shoving her box into
her room is a hutch.
Mothballs in there and yeah, hope for the best.
Yeah, put your IUD back in. We're going to need these in in October.
I think, should she get the death penalty or like 300 years in prison or something? I think.
Might be the death penalty.
The death penalty.
What state is it? One of these
Texas, I think.
Douchebags.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
Texas
you're right.
Don't f- around.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
God, I believe it was.
That guy was so dumb, though, too. Like, you don't know the difference between a pregnant belly and just, like, a fat lady? And, like, yeah, why aren't you maybe going to a couple of these checkups? I mean, I know. He seems very
inbred. It's hard to tell the difference, too. I mean,
really?
I've gone pigging, and you never really know. You want to ask sometimes. Like, hey, am I poking a little fella in the
wow
heel right now?
You know what? My algorithm is so much fitness stuff that I only see fit pregnant women, and they kind of look like cool aliens.
Do they have abs on the pregnant belly?
Nah, the abs like go away. Like they break,
do?
Like no matter what. But they are still ripped. Their arms,
they get that
and legs.
Crazy like dark line.
Sure.
And then the belly button pops out.
Yeah.
You
the
don't
miracle
like that?
Of life.
It's
disgusting.
Just the worst.
Do you have a pregnancy fetish though? Like, do you think that's hot?
Not at all.
I know.
I can't stand like.
No, you can't.
I'm one
it
of those go away, like come back in 9 months.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Show me my kid. No.
Show me what
I'm not a dad. I've never been a dad.
No.
You know, yeah.
No,
so I'm fine with that. But no, a pregnancy fetish is a weird thing. That involves like a mom thing.
Yeah. I think it's probably very common.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of men are motherless worms.
really? Any guy with a mother issue is really twisted.
Call it mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy.
I mean, it can come in all forms, right? There's over mothering, under mothering.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
If you don't hit it just right, they don't grow up normal.
I liked the you know, growing up like kind of a latchkey kid, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't the helicopter moms, you
what
know?
What was your
what
sibling
does latchkey
order
mean? Does that mean and
yeah. Yeah, but consenting.
Yes,
open the
course
door himself.
Of course.
I'm back.
I was a little tater tot in the 70s.
Yeah.
That was totally normal back then.
Who was it that, who was it that, I have to phrase this, I'm trying to phrase this for like my Fallon appearance. Who was it that f***ed you in the in the bushes?
I'm trying to.
No, a Mexican wanted to.
Oh, God.
Wanted.
Yeah. He was almost molested.
Yeah, I was almost molested. My dad was right there.
Oh.
Next in line. What am I doing? I can't even spit it out.
He was angry. He's like, I got to put a battery back in the camera, yeah. Jose.
We were at an outdoor, like, ranch barbecue party thing, and it was kind of getting dark. And
I was getting a little drunk.
I was little 13-year-old Anthony.
Okay.
And this drunk Mexican guy was around, and he comes up to me and he goes like, hey, what do you say, man? You go in the bushes. And my dad heard it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? He takes the guy,
nice,
throws him on the hood of the truck and just starts pounding him.
Love it.
Up the
Yeah.
He was jealous.
He was kissing his neck.
My dad was very jealous of me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? You had that curly hair. The guy probably was drunk and he thought you were a young Adrian Barbeau.
Yeah.
The Mexicans will get a little freaky. I worked at a lot of restaurants, and they'll do little drive-by boner tap stuff. Like, I used to be reaching for glasses, and they would like walk behind you and be like, "Oh, like it's a little semi on
you." Wow, that's like rub against you,
like passing. Frottage is called.
Like so fast.
Frottage. Of course you'd
and
know.
So, but once you were onto them, though, it felt like what's that game? Whack-a-mole. Like you could catch them sometimes.
Through high school, I did that the whole time. I would call it grazing, where I would walk and I would let my hand brush between two cheeks.
Oh, nice.
And like I would in my mind go like, I got a double cheek.
Nice. Cha-ching, like a little scoreboard.
It was the principal.
2 points for Jimmy. the principal.
I did do it
to the janitor.
That's like, yeah, he's illegal. He won't say anything.
You like te gusta?
No, I did it one time to a gym teacher. She was wearing a bathing suit. We were in the pool area.
Well, you're
risky
out of your mind.
I was crazy.
Risky.
But I had looked at her ass and I had tugged layers off my dick. So I was walking by her one time and I see her standing there and her ass was so spectacular. And I did, there was no one. It was like her and then me walking by. And then there was the locker room. It was like 30 feet away.
Oh, my God.
And I did a double, like, knuckle, cheek, crack, cheek.
Oh, wow.
But casual, walking by.
Yeah.
And I felt her turn.
Mm.
And I just kept going. And I knew if I looked back, she was going to scream.
Yeah.
But there was that, like, the iota of deniability.
Teeny
bit.
A little accidental.
I didn't grab it.
I know what you did. We know what you're doing.
Cheek crack.
She knew it
too. What a weird thing to go with the contour. Like
it,
that.
It was the, yeah, I was the clumsiest boy.
Whoopsies. Yeah. You're the gym teacher and you got your ass out. How old were you?
I was like a sophomore or freshman. We were in a pool. She had a bikini on.
You got to play more defense then. You got to be ready for her. She does. Like, yeah, a grazing.
What school were you going to?
Yeah, what a cool
teachers
school.
In a pool in a bikini?
I know. I was taught by the Sisters of Divine Providence.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see any of them in a bikini.
Oh, you went to a Catholic school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I've been thinking a lot about my nun upbringing. Because have you guys seen the new podcast? There's a new podcast with nuns. All right, I'm sure it'll be on your algorithm soon enough.
What's it called? Dry boxes.
Yeah. it's got to be, it's something like sisters. I don't know.
Oh, there's probably sister in there.
Well, hold on.
Or non, like N-O-N-E.
No. They call it like no dirty language here.
Yeah,
it's just
something like that. Peace be with you.
Yeah, something fun.
But it's like
Hail
a piece
Mary.
Of ass.
A piece, right. Piece of
or
ass.
Or a gun.
Your hand. What a twisted little.
Yeah, it's making me think of The Sandlot. Like when the guy goes to give CPR to the. Or no, the girl. He fakes the girl.
Oh, yeah, not going to give CP.
Is it?
DP? Something.
You got away with. Did you brag about getting away with, or did you lock it away?
I don't remember. I would always.
You were doing it for you, anyway.
For years, and I would do it in groups and bomb. It was just a fetish.
Would you use
pervert.
It later for self pleasuring, or it was it? What was the.
Yeah.
What was the upside of doing that?
You go home and relive it. And euphoric recall.
Did you smell your hand, hoping to?
No, because she was in. It was smelling like chlorine. But I would.
Stupid.
Yeah. God.
How would I know, right?
A stupid question. I would go home and just. Fill my belly button with seeds. Are you kidding me? That was going to be so happy.
I enjoy like a voyeuristic grope porn from time to time. Mm. Like when it's like two like creepy old dudes and like just a chick who like has her like huge.
Describe the show.
Pretty. two creepy old dudes and a chick.
No, here's where the end of it. Here's where it takes a turn. She has huge
okay.
They're just like groping her, and she's kind of like pretending like she doesn't know. It's usually some like Russian chick.
Pretending she doesn't know that you guys are literally like groping her.
Because they slowly get their grope on. Okay. Every bump on the bus or the subway where they are leads to more grope.
Yeah.
It's really quite beautiful.
Is it shot like a hidden camera thing?
Yeah, you feel.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Like, I've seen very bad ones where they clearly use a green screen and try to put them on a bus. I'm like, fuck out of here. Give me some real.
It's gotta be real. Yeah, I think he meant like he was groping her, like she was in a hospital bed with one of those head neck braces on, and she can't feel anything below the.
I mean, you're still speaking my language.
You're just hearing the.
Yeah.
The Superman theme is playing. He's grabbing her. Good reference. Died 12 years ago, asshole.
Christopher Reeves.
AI is good though. That's getting better and better.
Yeah,
but I don't know how good. For some reason, for like porn. You need it to be real.
100%.
It has to be real.
Of course.
Like, I didn't like, look at this celebrity's naked, you know? And you notice it was Photoshopped.
Yeah.
It ruined the whole thing.
Sucked, yeah.
It's not even.
No.
But if you saw one from this.
That is not Emmanuel Lewis.
I know for a fact.
Yeah. It's too muscular. That's Terry Crews' body and Emmanuel Lewis's little head.
Give Terry Crews credit.
Yeah. Yeah. It had to be real because Photoshop didn't cut it.
I would get more turned on by like somebody film something in their dirty basement with like their piss stained sheets or whatever. And then some perfected cartoon makes me feel like I'm jerking to a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, what am I? Like a prisoner or Asian? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Asians like that weird
They are into some sick, weird.
Asian porn is so funny too. The way they blur certain things out.
Yeah, they gotta blur pubes out.
Yeah,
but then they'll have an octopus. They'll make like an octopus having sex with the girl.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
And she's like, oh yeah. And because they can't show a penis.
Yeah,
it's bizarre, right?
It is really weird, and it's a cult country. They sell girls' underwear and vending machine.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I was in Japan with Louis, and I didn't see. I looked for those.
Oh, you did? I bet you did.
I did not find any.
They don't have an app yet? They're leaving money on the table.
No, no, they exist, but I just didn't see it.
You wonder where they put them. Do you think they're in gentlemen's club or more adult place?
It wouldn't have turned me on anyway, just because, first of all, I don't know who wore them. They probably are not real.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they are sort of taking away the element of the, you know, the parasocial relationship with whoever you think you're getting the underwear.
Thank you, doctor. Need to know. There should be a picture with
that. Was a very official description. If someone wanted to jerk underwear from a machine.
Because it's different if it's just dirty underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a picture comes with it, with the girl like holding those underwear up. I don't know.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I don't know. I'm not big on pants. Like, I don't care that much. I stole a pair off the... I might have even told the story on O&A, but I stole a pair off the my neighbor's laundry line when I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And they were silky. Ugh. And I would watch them sunbathe. Mm. And I f***ed off with that thing for 5 years.
Wow.
They were clean. And I would just rack off with them on my...
Did you associate them with a human being?
With her. Yeah, yeah. Because her ass was so nice.
Okay.
Wow. I was so turned on touching them.
Were you gawking at her all the time? Your 14-year-old Jimmy over the fence just
from my window, I would look, like, and I would just look at her, and she'd be down there. She'd be sunbathing, and her hiney would be out. And I'd be yanking my own dick against a kiss poster on my...
With the tongue out?
yes, I would off to them a lot. I was very, very attracted to them.
Yeah.
God.
That's normal, though, when you're 15,
I know
14.
It's normal, like, once
in
a while.
I mean, I know 30-something-year-old men that are still jerking off 5-6 times a day.
Do guys try to buy your panties?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you sell them or no?
No, I'm too lazy.
Okay.
It's just lazy.
I owe a guy 3 pairs of socks right now.
The foot thing, right.
I made a deal with him, and they're sitting on my counter. I got to make it. I just haven't made it to FedEx. What a chore.
But they're not clean. They're not dirty. Like, you have
they
to stink.
Are dirty.
Are they? But probably the stink is gone from them. You got to wrap in a bag and seal them and send them.
I sealed them.
I see what you do on your podcast. Like, it's blatantly obvious.
I just have
you're
my feet
sitting
out in my
up
home.
On the couch with no shoes or socks on.
I love it.
And like your foot's up there and your toes are kind of moving around a little.
I mean,
and I'm just watching, going like, yeah, I'm watching. I'm looking, going, this is so blatantly obvious what she's doing. I don't fault you. It's, you know, great.
Yeah, no, I guess I don't even think about it.
Certainly not.
It's just who you are. It's natural and organic that your feet just kind of crinkle when the camera's looking. All those weird foot people love a good crinkle on the foot,
they
don't
like
they?
A good
they
crinkle,
love it.
Like a chimp hand.
Oh, man. I wish stuff like that turned me on. Like, what a fun life, you know? Because to foot people, I assume they also get turned on by other body parts. Like, I think they just have a lot. You think they're, like, just into feet?
I think
they have the whole smorgasbord at there.
I like a pretty foot, you know?
Yeah. Sure,
but
sure.
Part of the whole package. It's good
right.
for the... Like the whole girl, and it's
what
okay.
What about like a tiny little
nice.
Foot on like a monster?
that would be really weird. Talk about cartoonish.
But you don't care. You like it. Like Anthony's just very tactile. Like you just like a naked girl. Like you don't need thigh highs or crotch.
Totally nude.
And a fat hanging.
Not a stitch. I don't want garters and.
You don't.
You don't have
that.
Time.
I don't want depend undergarments. just get it all off.
Okay.
You know, and I don't mean that that means like, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
Very efficient. But there's nothing that's going to, you know, wow, those thigh highs look good or this.
I mean, you can make an argument that that's gay to like those stockings. And
yeah.
things. Can I try them on?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not.
You're just an animal, you know? You just
No,
want...
I appreciate
in
the female
best way.
Form.
Right. You're
I appreciate
like, I
her
time.
Form. There's nothing she could put on her that is going to make her look better than
a noose.
She... Yeah.
A waist trainer and a new.
But the foot thing, I think it's because it's just another part that is usually covered up.
I
think there's that, anything that's covered, I think if history had said that our elbows had to be covered, when you saw an elbow, you'd like get all turned on.
Right.
And I think the foot, because it's normally covered, it becomes something.
I don't know. I grew up with Jesus feet in my face. I've never seen feet as something that should be covered or meant to. I was also a dancer. For a long time, I had pretty gross looking feet.
So like, how come guys like them now? Are they better now?
Blows my mind. Not really.
They're not like crusty like dancer feet.
No, not like that anymore. But they're like because I was on point, like the knuckles got a little callous. So I have like bigger knuckles.
What size feet do you have?
8.
Oh, that's a good size. I like a larger foot. That's a good size. That's not crazy.
At 5'1", 5'2", it's a big foot.
Oh, those are banana boats. Size 8.
Hey, is that a big foot?
Oh my God, yeah. For your height, I thought you were 6'4".
One of those big Shaquille O'Neal sneakers.
Size 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a bigger foot, but not huge. Just like a little bit, I don't like tiny.
Well, that makes sense.
No?
Have to support that taller frame.
Yes.
I don't know. I was friends with this girl. Her name was Petty Salim. She was like Indonesian or something. Ooh. She had tiny feet, like size 5s. They were really cute. They were like childlike.
Were they bound?
Are they like impish? Were they bound?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like little tiny.
You don't like little oompa loompa? Like a
tiny little foot.
No. Like, it annoys me.
Okay.
I like it to look like a birth certificate ink footprint. That's what I want.
You
want to
hear him comment.
I want to play this little piggy and not be even.
You want to thumb wrestle.
Yeah.
You want the market and the stay home to be in the same grip. Yeah. And the wee is next. No, I understand. Yeah, but it's not a thing for me. Like, I can take it or leave it, but I once in a while I'll like it. I'll just get locked in and I'm like, fuck.
And if you're in a certain position where they're right there, like, you got to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
You know, they're up.
Oh, I think she was like hanging in front of you.
Like Gladiator, where his wife and kid were burnt alive. And their feet are swinging, and he's crying and
that's so sad.
Drooling on his wife's foot.
I could have gone my whole life forgetting that scene.
Oh,
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's marshmallows. Brutal. It's like the beginning of the movie, right?
You probably like the gladiator scenes better.
They're all oiled up.
Oh, I almost forgot. This is our first episode, by the way, we're very happy to be doing.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we need a theme song.
Oh,
I have a couple. I took the liberty of I hired bands to play these. So a couple of them, they're not that long.
Oh, no.
But are you guys okay with doing this?
I'm
like
thrilled
to have official business, but I have to do it or I'll forget.
You know, I would hope this would have been done in private off the air so we could both
Let's
go over them. But
they're not bad though. How about, can we play number 2? Well, we'll just do 3.
What you used to say as a kid. Can we play number 2?
Meet Dr. Anthony and Dr. Jim. They'll heal your heartache limb from limb and fill your happy cup to the brim. Dr. Anthony and Dr. Jim, come on in and get your medicine. The Anthony and Jim show is about to begin.
Wow.
It's really uplifting.
Is uplifting.
Yeah. It is very, very, how about...
Well, can we get sued, though, since we are not actually doctors?
No, I think people will understand that we're being adorable.
Oh, okay.
We don't actually...
Right. Just a little scared of litigation.
How about number 5? What do you think?
That is another uplifting,
very
optimistic,
uplifting.
Fun. Like, I felt like I was watching a really good sitcom from the 80s.
It does have a sitcom vibe. I said that to them when they came. I say, just do. I have two more.
Oh, well.
Wow. So already some strong singers.
There's yeah, a couple yeah. of I've brought in. Let's do number three, please.
Anthony and Jim have been buddies for a while. They hope to make each other laugh. They hope to make you smile. They'll brighten up your gloomy day. So don't you touch that dial. If joking was a crime, they both would be on trial. Smile, 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 and don't you touch that dial. Here's Anthony and Jim. It sure has been a while.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It sure has been a while.
A little more country.
Yeah.
That one really tells a story, though. This one really.
Yeah, yeah. I like those theme songs that tell a story, like we're moving on up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And things like that, you know.
I'll give you a little
good
backstory,
times.
A little expo.
Number 15, we'll try the last one. And I'll let you, we should let people decide which one they like the best.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Renaissance sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the Nazi and the queer finally are here. One is drinking beer, one has a bleeding rare. The Nazi and the queer finally are here. Each of them should get a rope and tie it to a chandelier. The Anthony and Jim show starts right now.
Wow.
Really, really good.
It really kicks in like Braveheart.
Yeah. That was a little less uplifting.
A little less uplifting.
Much more accurate.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely
catchy.
No lawsuit there.
No one's going to accuse us of slanderous behavior.
I can picture people singing that on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready to tune in.
Yeah. So we'll let people vote, but I had the bands come in and
wow.
Do
oh, I wonder
these.
Which one they'll vote for.
I don't know. I just don't know. They might like the uplifting
they
one.
They might.
They might like the peppy one.
Yeah, the uplifting ones were nice.
Yeah, I thought
they
so
were
too.
Fun. Like a good fun theme.
I had to get another version of that one for YouTube because Nazi is a big one on YouTube. If you say that word.
Isn't bad?
No, it was actually the Nazi and the fat. And they wouldn't. It was AI. They wouldn't say f-
the
kibosh. Maybe more words rhyme with queer.
That's exactly what
Wait,
I was thinking.
Wait, that was AI?
Yeah.
Anthony,
how still I just
fucking dinosaur. Anthony's picturing all these bands lugging their instruments
yes,
in and out
it
of
was,
here.
No, but I just answered him seriously.
Ow, you,
yes,
yeah,
it was AI,
you.
Anthony.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I did that recently on my podcast. I had this guy, Gianmarco Ceresi. You know Gianmarco.
Yes.
And he was joking. We're talking about our. I said, my wife is not very visual. And he goes, oh, really? Your wife is not visually oriented? Like, she's not turned on? And I was like, no.
Oh, that's
I didn't read
funny.
That he was being
yeah.
sarcastic.
He got you.
Sarcastic, how insulting.
You
how
couldn't,
stupid.
You couldn't imagine yeah. anyone taking a shot like that, though. How
just
dare
like,
he?
I'm getting stupid as I get older. Literal and unfunny. All kidding aside. Shut up.
A lot of people fall for AI stuff, though. You know.
Oh, I do. You're telling me there's a miniature otter? I want to believe that.
Oh, I
want to
believe it.
A miniature otter.
Yeah. Animal things that are adorable. Ugh. You're like, this has to be
real. Why can't
real.
It be real?
It's got to be real.
Some of them are, though. Like, some of the rescues are set up.
Like, just did it again.
No, I know. But the rescues are set up.
Some of them are. Like,
yeah.
You'll see, like, if it's a weird guy rescuing, like, how did he know that this thing was caught in this
You're right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They pull up, like, a sewer lid, and there's little ducklings in
yeah.
there.
Right,
and
right.
he lets them out.
Yeah.
How did
right,
he know
right.
they were in there?
Yeah.
Are they like, there's a starving puppy. It's like, yeah, you left it there 6 weeks ago, and now you're going to go
yep.
save it? You sicko.
Or a camera is set up before anything even happened.
Yeah.
Like, why would anyone have a camera there?
No.
Set up like that.
Yeah, honey, you
sense.
Knew that was coming. You knew
yeah.
something was coming.
Yeah, of yeah, course.
But the...
phonies.
There is a cool one. That it's a very cute porcupine. Have you seen the cute porcupine one?
No.
Is there any way we can look up, like, the talking porcupine?
Oh.
Talking porcupine.
No, this one's legit.
Oh, it talks.
It makes porcupine noises.
Oh, so it's talking.
They're not actually
porcupine. Why'd you just get mad at me? It makes porcupine
noises. I don't know if we're able to do that. I would like to
fucking
see
idiot.
It if you don't.
All right, yeah, I'll do my impression of it. I'm a little porcupine.
That's
just
actually
while we
what
wait.
It says.
It's probably
look at me, my little porcupine.
Pretty spot on.
That's pretty good, Karen. That's,
baby seals Thanks. Are great.
Baby they make seals. Sound.
They're like
sure.
great coats. They go like,
when like, you. Oh. Them?
Poor little guy. Yeah,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Maybe he hurts
when he takes the corn on the cob things and holds their little holds their little hips.
No.
How else are you gonna get a skeel? A skeel.
Skeel.
A skeel. A skeel. Oh, olives! Skeel. Bring me the skeel.
Skill set.
Oh,
what's worse than oh that? Can, no, the, I don't oh, think this one with the lady him? Was feeding it. You could hear it.
Oh,
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Oh, those yeah, things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's some really good ASMR. Oh, look at.
You have it? Don't drop it.
No, that's not him.
How cute okay. using his hands,
sucks.
Though.
I'm in.
He sucks.
Eat that little corn on the cob thief. Put it back.
Oh, have you seen that crazy-looking raccoon? It's like half a raccoon.
Oh, and like hunchback.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like, short?
It's yeah. short. Yeah, it looks like a compact raccoon.
Yes, that thing was running around in my yard. Kicked its ass. Banged his head on the fence.
Fucking made a hat out of it.
I can't watch things like that. It's too like upset. I don't like watching animals that are
deformed
or hurt or anything. I could watch people. The worst things can happen to people. I just I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But animals, I cannot even. I scroll right past it.
If they're deformed and thriving, I'm okay with
it. You think that stupid raccoon is? Ass that, around his neck.
It should be dead, you know? It's, yeah. it's against all odds. It's like the Rudy of, you know, half raccoon.
Rudy raccoon.
Yeah, the little Lannister raccoon.
Yeah.
Little twerp.
No, that's...
People are keeping it alive. I mean...
Which is probably not a good thing.
You think it's like from the devil?
It's got to hurt. It's got to be in pain.
You think?
All the time. Yeah, its bones all twisted around like that.
No, it just
poor thing.
Kind of sleeps like this.
I saw for a second. I didn't watch the whole video, but it was just kind of in.
They make dogs like that too. They just kind of look like little tables.
They make them?
Well, they actually.
Yeah, there he is. Look at the. Oh, God.
Wait, what's.
Look at him. Look at him. Oh, he's horrific. Go, 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 go.
He's like that deformed guy.
Oh, wow. Is that in slow mo? Look at him.
Yeah. The deformed guy that wanted to be a Spartan soldier in. What was that? Movie called
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No. Oh.
Guy who's a bad guesser.
Yeah. 300.
I don't remember that movie. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, me neither.
There was that deformed guy, and he's like, I want to be a soldior. And I'm like, get out of here.
You're like, go ahead. You're in the
freak.
Front row.
Yeah.
You got front row tickets to the war.
They talk about how when they were born, like deformed like that, they would just throw them off.
Throw them in a river or whatever, yeah. The ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, they had no need for that in Sparta. No.
He's like that one guy who's like, I'm essential to the war effort. He's shoveling with one arm in Schindler's List.
Oh,
you ever see that?
Yeah, it's so depressing.
I know. But he's not a good shoveler. I mean, all like in fairness,
how
he was
can
not
you
a
be?
Very efficient shoveler.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have put that in the song.
Call me other things.
I changed that in the other version of it, though.
Racist?
No. No, I had to, again, that on YouTube, they're so... That's just babies. There's no context in fucking AI.
But you can literally watch like a hair speech.
You're telling me.
On, every night. Yeah, you get. They don't
white
take
noise.
That off. I guess because it's historical instead of hysterical.
Yeah.
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 You look like tan, Karen, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I've been out in the sun, laying out.
Laying out.
Yeah.
What girls do.
Yeah, I like
to. Do you like. Pull your clothes off your back and the front, or you're just naked?
Well, I have a terrace in my building, so I'll just wear a bikini. And then there's a pool, too, in my building outside, so I'll just wear
Oh, nice. Up on the roof?
There's a terrace that's, like, on the roof. The pool's just on the main, like, it's right I'm right by the water down in Battery Park. But I'm moving. It's trash down there now. I hate
Why?
It down there.
I thought you loved it.
I used to. It's so much construction. Oh, it just is ugly now. And it's going to be another 3 years before they finish it. Did you just hurt yourself?
No, my wrist has been hurting and just grabbing my
I think I have tendonitis in my elbow.
From what?
Talk about our ailments.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I know. We just sit around talking.
Whenever a girl would untie the back of her bikini though and lay on her stomach on the beach.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Like that you would look at that and be able to imagine
of course.
A little better.
Yep.
It's amazing how distracting that string
that
is.
That one string is really makes you think.
Well, it's the idea
the other
that
one
she's...
coming out of the bottom.
And you're like, well, there goes this weekend. Have a nice time face down with the sunburn because I'm not Yeah, that was always a buzzkill when you'd see a nice pair of panties and the little string coming out and you're like, ugh.
Fuck what you want.
I don't like it.
I don't care.
No?
I don't go for the period, obviously. Never. But I mean, even back in the day, I didn't go for the... that was one thing I couldn't...
Wow.
You don't care. You'll f*** on it.
Never bothered me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Didn't care?
I love having sex. Most women love having sex when we have our
Yeah,
period.
Women are like a little more aroused during that time for some reason.
We can be.
Yeah. And I think it's because they probably know the odds of getting pregnant... When you're actually having your period, it's like almost nothing.
Right.
So that might help.
But also like the shape of your guys' penis, it's like meant to like get the other guy's sperm out, right? Oh.
Thank you, doctor. Once again.
Then what's a mouth for?
Exactly. Yeah, I've been sucking out the load like a snake bite for no reason.
A straw, a
I'm
crazy
just saying,
straw.
I'm just saying. So it feels good because you're like getting all of our period out of it.
Is that because, is that why they say the head is the way it is to pull that, to scoop the cum out?
To scoop it out.
I don't know if that's true. I think doctors just didn't know why you had that. I think the doctors just didn't know why the helmet is shaped like so silly. Why is it shaped like that? They're like, well, it must have scooped out
less and less young men are being circumcised nowadays.
I probably wouldn't be if I could redo it. I wish I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Because it's probably more sensitive. So the inside, you don't always rub it against the inside of your jeans.
I don't know.
I like the skin. I want some skin on there.
I think it's one of those, the grass is always greener on the other side.
I think we're supposed to be how God made us. And why are we mutilating little boys?
Well, I think we should also be mutilating little girls. I mean, for me, it's like, get the out of here.
Get it out of here.
Yeah.
We never needed it.
No, not at all.
They
She's
don't know what to
like
do with
a whore.
It.
One of the great things that came out of Africa.
It's making the
female mutilation.
Yeah, female circumcision.
Female mutilation.
Absolutely. Learn how to behave yourself, girls. We won't have to do this if you stop acting like floozies.
Hey, you're boy crazy.
That went down the pretty quick. That was a big cause here for a while.
Yeah.
Celebrity cause du jour. Like, oh, they're mutilating little girls and... Now no one even mentions it.
Yeah, because they started letting them keep them, and they're like, these chicks are animals, too. We got to get them off again.
Well, right.
Well, they probably started looking at vaginas and going, I can't tell which one has been destroyed and which one is as it should be. Sometimes they're not very nice.
He's employing.
Yes, I have many times. I've employed vaginas. Give you a 300 to shoot that tinkle right here, madam. Do you get guys offering you money?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it ever tempting or never? Are you like, no way?
Again, I'm just too lazy and like scared to interact with strangers. I like it when it's
That's
just...
good. It's called a survival instinct.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, if I don't have to, why would I?
Wise.
Yeah.
Very wise. But it's so easy now for women to make money off of their bods and everything.
Sure.
And you don't even have to go the full distance to actually having sex. It's...
Mm-hmm, yeah.
OnlyFans and just trading shit online.
Yeah. Actual shit.
Wait.
Yeah.
Who was selling farts? There was a girl.
Oh, that chick. I know that chick.
Stephanie something. She was on 90 Day Fiancé and she was selling her farts in a jar. Which I can't see buying a fart. I don't know how long
it lasts. I mean, that's a supply and demand issue for me. Like, I don't have enough fart to sustain that type of business.
Oh, I could have a warehouse.
That'd be funny. You're my, what are they, when somebody writes under their, a different name?
Oh, a pseudonym.
Oh, a pen name or a pseudonym. Yeah, like Richard Bachman.
You're my Richard Fartman or whatever.
Yeah, have someone else.
Yeah.
I think anything that is being sold online as a woman is a guy. Like, why would you have a girl farting in a jar when you could just have a guy farting in a jar.
Right.
Pay him a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
You get more farts.
Keep feeding him. He'll probably do it for food if he's farting that much.
Yeah, have some beans. Yeah. I gotta sell this.
Yeah.
He'll go over to your jar.
A girl.
You don't think so?
No.
That's why I don't trust panties and stuff like that. I don't trust any of that stuff because I don't know. Or sweaty socks.
And I guess it's illegal to actually send panties in the mail.
No.
What?
It's not.
I think I read that.
Dirty panties? Why? It's like a biohazard?
Maybe, yeah.
Probably.
Start post-COVID or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that's illegal. They sell underpants.
Clean.
Clean.
I'd like to
look. I bet it's one of those things like, you know, you can't
look
walk
the other way.
Dog backwards on a Sunday in Trenton.
Oh,
it's probably one of those laws.
Trenton, the world, the Trenton makes, the world takes. That's the sign when you enter that Trenton.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Trenton makes the world. What do you make?
What do you make?
What do they make?
Batteries.
And the world takes it? What are you, stupid?
Yeah. How about stupid?
Buys?
Right.
And the world buys.
Trenton makes, the world takes. That sign always made me so angry.
I hate it.
Isn't it awful?
Yeah. It's not good.
What is it, like textiles?
I don't know. It might be.
1800s thing?
Trenton.
Oh, I'm in textiles. What?
It probably is an 1800s thing. And it's just such a clumsy, blocky sign. Are we able to see that sign? Are you guys able to?
So terrible.
As Mark Norman would say, give it a go. Are we ever to look at that?
Give it a go.
No, there's the three shot.
Don't we look good? I keep looking down, though, at the monitor. You can't do that.
No, you
can't.
Look
at the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I looked at the monitor.
Oh, that's a much nicer version. That's a much nicer version of it.
Oh, that's like lit up and beautiful like Christmas
on
time.
A bridge. The world, Trenton makes, the world takes.
It reminded me right when I saw it of Scarface with the world is yours.
The world is yours, yeah.
Yeah.
I always hated the guy in the sunglasses in that movie. I just watched a scene 2 days ago where
the guy that finally kills him.
Yes. That guy was in an earlier scene when they throw Omar Suarez out the helicopter.
My favorite scene.
It's a great scene. they're just, you know, eating pineapples. Don't ever... But that guy had
And he just points to where the helicopter was when he died. He goes, I never trusted him. Like, you know, it's gone. They already took him away, but he's like pointing up.
Yeah, they're having a fun battle. My favorite scene in Scarface is when they're doing the montage. Take it to the limit. But they're on the phone like two teenage girls
just
laughing and having fun.
And God knows what atrocities they're laughing at.
Like murdered the families of the Diaz brothers. Doing the thing that you should never do as a drug boss, talk on the phone.
Talk on the phone. That's what'll get you every time.
Every time it gets you.
Can't do it.
Once in a while, The Sopranos will have a moment like that, but I guess they have to show, like...
Hey, not everybody was smart.
I mean, yeah, but like Carmine and Tony on the phone briefly, like they probably never would have happened.
Never would have. You know. Yeah. I saw some clip of a mob guy talking about keeping your mouth shut.
Mm. A real one?
Yeah, it was like a real mob guy, and he said, if you do a job with somebody, kill somebody, with a good fella of yours, if he ever 1 year, 10 years later, 20 years later, comes up to you and talks about it or asks something about it, he's wearing a wire or he's a rat or something, they never bring up like, hey, remember that guy?
That guy we buried? Where did we bury him?
Yeah, where was it again? That guy?
And you got to be really stupid. I think it was off the sawmill.
That was like in The Sopranos where, what's his name? Not Vito.
Jimmy.
Jimmy came downstairs. So they were asking me a lot of questions about that money. And Tony just knew in a second.
And he's like, just shut. Did you ever see The Sopranos?
It's fucking Jimmy. Yeah, yeah. Jimmy's a fucking rat.
Yeah, really?
It's fucking Jimmy.
Okay,
good.
Oh, Tony, stop sleeping with your whores, Tony.
That's good. That's Carmella. Nailed it.
Carmella.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Tony.
This is shum pulp.
Wow, your Tony's really good.
Thank you.
That's good.
But how's my Carmella?
Really it's great. Solid.
Tony, you asked for pulp, Tony.
Yeah. Now do her in Nurse Jackie now.
He's got a tumor on his testicles, Tony.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's so good. Yeah, I was talking about him, what's his name, James Gandolfini the other day. Yeah, like one of those like hot fat guys where it's like, you
women
don't know why.
Very attractive.
Yeah, like I probably got just a ton of pussy.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Do you think before? I remember hearing his name. A comedian, a good friend of mine named Ben Creed, we worked Dangerfields together, and he was talking about Gandolfini in the 90s. I think maybe right before that, because they knew each other somehow. But I remember hearing about him, like, just, I think before The Sopranos was shot.
Yeah.
And I wish I had met him.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
That would have been one for you, like, get a picture.
I could have, and I blew it.
Yeah. What? Yeah, you could have.
Blew it.
You could have got a picture. He's dead now, so you can't go.
That's a great point. You're right. He was at Sirius with David Chase. And
when did this happen?
Yeah,
a few years ago. Was I could tell you what year, what day it was before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they were being interviewed for something, and I would do Red Eye every Monday, and it was a Monday at like 3 o'clock, and I would have had to go back to Sirius.
Oh.
And I should have done it.
Oh my God, I would.
I know,
done it in a
but
second.
I was like, you know what? I left a DVD box for Gandolfini to sign. But I'm like, I have to write jokes because I'm doing Red Eye tonight. So I stay. It wasn't like I was jerking off, but I was writing for
right.
TV. But
it's tough.
It's a great regret.
And you're like, I'll meet him again. Like, you know, probably.
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy only weighs 300 pounds and he
eats a lot of
eats and allegedly did coke.
Oh, you can say that. He's not going to sue you.
That's true.
Did you guys see the video of what's his face? He's Robbie. He's a British singer. He was like announcing on the World Cup, and Coke fell out of his nose.
No.
Yeah, Coke fell out of it. Looks like
like
it
a Coke rock. It looks like it falls, literally falls on the mic.
On the mic. He picks it up and then sticks it on his forehead.
Stuck it to his head.
And finished the interview.
But he did a video after that.
I know. What did he say? Say they were mints?
They were mints. Like,
He's like, sorry about that.
Why would you put mints in your nose?
Why? Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, why would you save it, buddy? You don't have another mint? That's a little coke that you're going to do later because you're so addicted to coke.
It made no sense that it was a mint.
No.
It made total sense that it was a rock.
I believe it was coke from the jump.
Of coke, yeah.
I mean, he peeled back his foreskin and three velaments fell on the floor.
Velaments?
Do you remember velaments?
Of course you do.
What's velaments?
Exactly. Velaments were a very popular mint at one point. It was a smooth mint. And there wasn't there like a little greenish thing in the middle of it?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'm remembering.
It was like a concave.
Restaurants would have them on the way out, maybe?
No. Damn it. They would never have velaments in a restaurant.
Idiot.
No, those terrible mints at the restaurant.
Which I heard they had like a lot of on them, though, because people would go to the bathroom and then just scoop them out with their hands. You can't eat those.
Oh, I do.
There's literally shit on their hand.
Yeah.
They put the little spoon there like people were going to use a spoon to pick up the mints and put it in your hand.
I always would.
Oh, please.
When I would have one, I would always never. I would take sometimes two or three, but keep that under your hat.
There's too much shit going on in restaurants. I would never eat at a fast food place anymore. I haven't for years just because it's terrible.
Yeah.
But nowadays, there is shit going on in there. They're spitting on things. They're taking things. Because now you can make a funny video of you taking a burger, putting it on the floor, and then serving it,
that's funny. Not funny.
It's not funny at all.
It is if I don't get the burger.
Important fact. Depends on who gets the
if
burger.
If someone else gets the burger.
See, there's a...
Yeah, I hope there's crushed glass in it. That's always funny.
But it's like, I can't imagine a cop going into a fast food place. That's just, immediately, you know someone's going to fuck with it.
Yeah. Enjoy, guys.
Yeah.
Fellas.
That was Casino. Yeah, it was Pesci's brother.
I get a lot of shit for...
I'm hated cops.
A lot of people hated The Irishman, and I get it was slow, but I've been rewatching parts of it.
Oh, okay.
And like, I love Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa. As I love it, nobody threatens Hoffa. Like, I loved him in that.
That scene where they're having the meeting... And the guy was late.
Oh, and that guy was great too.
He's
shorts,
always
shorts. Yeah,
and he's wearing the shorts and stuff. And Pacino's in the suit. That's a great scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought, but a lot of people didn't like the Irishman. But the more I rewatched those scenes with Pesci and with Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa, like I really liked it. Like,
yeah, that happens sometimes with movies. You see them and they're like, meh. And I think there's such an expectation. You know, you got De Niro and Pesci and.
Pacino
and
all of them.
Scorsese is doing it.
Right. Marty, yeah.
So go in there with, all right, it's going to be Goodfellas and Casino and Raging Bull or something. And then it's all right. It's even good, but it's not like, holy f- was expecting Casino.
Yeah. Well, Karen, you know, we love you. We're going to end the episode, I think.
Oh.
Maybe we'll talk for 10 more minutes for Patreon.
Why not? sounds like a plan to me.
By the way, I'll tell you after. I know you were going to do that thing where she's like, Karen's going to show her ass, take a big dump on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
We're going to eat it with forks.
That's what we do. Patreon.
But Carolyn, we should promote your stuff before we go to...
Yeah, sure. Just follow me on Instagram. I post my stand-up dates there. Check out my podcast, Only Fiends. That's it.
All right.
Awesome. So good to see you again.
Great seeing you guys.
It's been
quite
a while.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
Now the fun can begin.
Oh. Anthony and Jim have been buddies for a while. They hope to make each other laugh. They hope to make you smile. They'll brighten up your gloomy day. So don't you touch that dial. If joking was a crime, they both would be on trial.
Smile, 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 and don't you touch that dial.
Here's Anthony and Jim.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.